I'd like to spend a few moments just trying to, from this parsha, Parshas Toldos, to develop a sense of appreciation for the mitzvah and the benefits of Talmud Torah, Limud HaTorah, studying Torah. Everybody knows that the Jews are the people of the book. The world calls us that. And the book that they're referring to is the Bible. The world recognizes that the greatest contribution that was ever made to the history of civilization was made by the Jewish people. They even know that the Jewish people didn't do it on their own, but it was given to them by the Creator himself. And that's the reason it has such popularity in the world. Because this Bible, which they have translated, and it's been translated into more languages than any other book in all of human history, is the direct gift from the Creator himself, revealing the purpose for which he created the world. Wow. I'm in this world. I live here. I'm a resident. But I want to know what I'm doing here. What's it all about? Well, there is a source. And nobody else has access to that source. Nobody else had access to that source. Nobody else had, I should rather say, credible access to that source as the Klal Yisrael. Because the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, who performed miracles in Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael recognized who he was. He identifies himself at Har Sinai, and he says, this is the Torah, I'm giving it to you. And he identifies Moshe Rabbeinu as his official spokesman in front of the whole Klal Yisrael, millions of people, an entire nation, and says, I'm speaking to him, and he will write it down. I'll dictate this whole Torah. This Bible was dictated from the Creator himself. Wow, now I know what it's all about. This is what life is. This is the purpose of creation. And anybody who comes with a story and says, well, God appeared to me in the middle of the night and he said, I should do this and we should do this and this is this. Those are stories. Maybe yes, maybe no. But this is a public event of unprecedented proportion. Never to be mimicked, imitated, never even to be claimed by any other nation in the world. That's what the Torah tells us. No one is ever going to make the claim that they had public miracles as we had and public revelation in Har Sinai. So this Torah is very, very choshev. And the world realizes it, and they have copied it, and they have mimicked it, and they have, they found it too difficult, so they cheated on certain things. But everybody recognizes that this is the Word of God. In Parshas Toldos, we see two very interesting things. One, we see this Yeshiva Bocher. You know the name of the Yeshiva Bocher who's the hero of Parshas Toldos? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Ish Tom Yoshev Oholi. Sitting in the Oholi, in the Oholi Shem Ve'ever, sitting in the Bismedrish learning Torah. This little Yeshiva Bocher was 63 years old. And his father, what? That's what I said, yes, purposely. And his father and his mother tell him, it's time for a shidduch. Shein Zeit. You know? Like, you know, in the Mir, in the old Mir in Europe, they used to get married very late. Like even the 40s, you know, they sat and learned for many years and they get married. So they tell the story that once one of the choshev, the chashuvim of the Mir, comes to the mashgiach and says, Rebbe, I'm 42 years old. I think maybe it's Shein Zeit. It's time I should start looking for a shidduch. So he says to him, no, it's time the Yetzirah, just the Yetzirah at 42. Anyway, Yaakov Avinu was 63. And his parents told him, time to get married, 63. You know what he did? He hid himself away for 14 years. Rashi makes a cheshbon at the end of the parasha. In Bismedrash Shem Ve'ever, before he went to Lavan, before he went to find his wife, before he went to build a family, knowing that he has an achrayus to build Klal Yisrael, first, I gotta learn. What do you mean you gotta learn? 63 years, Yoshev Eholim. He was running to the Beis Medrash. If you remember, Rashi says, "Vayisroitzitu habonim bekirbo." Every time his pregnant mother, who was pregnant with the twins, she passed the Beis Medrash, Yaakov was trying to get out to the Beis Medrash. I mean, never get out. I don't know what that means exactly. But he was drawn to the Beis Medrash. He was a Yoshev Oyalim, that's all he did. He sat and he learned. 63 years old, learning Beis Medrash Shem Vayever. Zeit for a shidduch, time to get married. What does he do? Detours. 14 years. And what a 14 years he had. It says, Vayishkav Bamokum Hahu at the beginning of the next parasha. And Rashi says, Bamokum Hahu. He lied down, but for 14 years he didn't sleep in a bed. Day can night, the Yoimam Kalaila, day can night, and light night like day. Just learning. Maybe put his head down a little bit to keep alive, but 63 years old. He has an achrayus to build a klal Yisrael. Forget about building a mishpocha and having a wife. 14 years of learning. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, we can't imagine the benefits and the chashivus, the importance of one who sits and learns Torah. The Torah is the word of Hashem. The word of Hashem is infinite as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is infinite. And the amount of depth that exists there is infinite. And whatever time we can spend, it's critical and as much and as great as the responsibilities that we have, not only for ourselves and our family, but even for Klal Yisrael, the learning of the Torah comes first, and that will prepare us. Yaakov Avinu knew he had to go and build a Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu built the Shivtei Kor, and everything we have today is from Yaakov and his children. But he knew he had to be prepared. And at 63, the Yoshev Oyholim, who was drawn to the Beis HaMedrash Oyd Bebet Enimoy, was not quite ready to build Klal Yisrael without another 14 years of learning day and night. So, pretty choshev, this Limud HaTorah. In the parasha, we find something else about the chashivus of Limud HaTorah. When Yaakov comes to his father to receive the brocha, and his father is a little bit perplexed as to he came so fast, what happened, you know, is this Esav who we sent to get the food for him? And then he says, Hakol kol Yaakov, v'hayodayim yedei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov. But the hands, because he was wearing some costume, whatever it was a furry costume, are Yedei Esav. And the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, points out that the word Hakoil, which is spelled Hei Kuf Vov Lamed, this Hakoil Koil, the first one says Kuf Lamed, Hakal Koil Yaakov, v'hayodayim Yedei Esav. So the Goyin says it's a remes. Why did the Torah spell it without a vov? To teach us that when the koil of Yaakov, which is the koil HaTorah, the sound of Limud HaTorah, is kal means light. Torah light is going on. It's light. It's not with the full intensity. The noise from the Beis Medrash is tempered. There's not such passion. There's not such excitement. There's not such dedication and amelus and commitment to the learning. It's kal. V'hayodayim yedei Esav. That's when we're vulnerable to the enemy. The strength of Klal Yisrael to stand up in the golus, even before when they were in Eretz Yisrael, against its enemies is one. Hakol kol Yaakov. When it's kol Yaakov with the vov, then the yodayim yedei Esav can't touch us. But when it's kal kol Yaakov, then the Yadayim Yedei Esav will be upon us. And the truth of the matter is that this is the experience of our history. In every tkufa in Jewish history, when Limud HaTorah was strong, Klal Yisrael was invincible. When Limud HaTorah weakened, that's when the enemy was capable of attacking and being upon us. The first Churban Beis HaMikdosh, Chazal tell us that there were Averos Chamurois that were committed. Gidarayos, Shvichastomim, Avedezora. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been Mevater, would have overlooked all of them and not brought about the Churban. but he couldn't be mevater on the Avera of Bittul Torah. That the learning was affected, that there wasn't so much learning, that it was kol yakov, then we're vulnerable. Then we were vulnerable to Bovel, then we were vulnerable to Rome, then we were vulnerable to all of the enemies that have surrounded Klal Yisrael throughout the millennia. When we're strong in our learning, when the dedication to learning, when the commitment is there, when it's done with amelus, when it's the chashivus is not shaykh. In fact, I must have mentioned here once that the Chazal even say that the almeh of the Horetz, the pasuk says. So the even the Nevi'im didn't understand why such churban took place until Yirmiyah came along and said, Al ozva mes teirosi ashen asati b'seichom. They forsaken my Torah. That's why. That's why the enemy was able to destroy. That's why Bovel, Nebuchadnezzar, was able to come in and bring us all into Golos. Because Al ozva mes teirosi, they have forsaken my Torah. And Chazal say that means, Shelo berchu b'teira tchilo. They were learning. They hadn't forsaken the Torah, but they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. And Mefarshim explained the Torah wasn't as choshev to them. You know, you make a brocha. If it was like a study, like a knowledge, like a science, like a math, like something. It was a study on a certain level, but it wasn't. I make a brocha. Shebuch harbonu mikolo amim. He chose us mikolo amim. Nosa nono terosa. Oy, gibalt. There was a certain lack of full appreciation of how choshuv the Torah was. That was the ultimate reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be mevater, and eventually they had to be chased out of Eretz Yisrael. So the mitzvah and the inyan of Limud HaTorah is not only the greatest privilege, it's not only the greatest opportunity, it's not only the greatest responsibility that we have. Is not only a responsibility that it was necessary for Yaakov Avinu at age 63 to spend 14 years more of learning in order to build a Klal Yisrael, but it's also the greatest insurance policy that Klal Yisrael has, both collectively and individually, to be protected from all the difficulties and from all of the enemies that we have. I just want to conclude with a little story. Many years ago, It was the summer of, why should I tell you how many years ago? I was living in the time in Los Angeles, and we had a yeshiva there, high school. And we had a very small post-high school bismedrish, just for those, we used to try to send the graduates away, you know, to away from L.A. Not the best place for a yeshiva bracha to be. There was just a few post-high school, a small mini maybe in the Beis Medrash, because those that couldn't go away, so they would learn there. And I used to give a shiur in the Beis Medrash. We had a group of five or six, I think it was six, yeshiva bachurim had gone on to yeshiva, already graduated from the high school. We were home for the summer after a couple of years learning post-high school in yeshiva. And we were talking about the possibility of their staying in Los Angeles for the year and learning in the Beis Medrash. Would have been a tremendous chizuk for the Beis Medrash and for the high school. It would have been a beautiful thing for the community. Really was something that I wanted very much. But they said they had one requirement. Not only that I would be giving a shiur once a day, you know, each day, but that I would sit during the morning Seder. I think the Seder was from 9 to 1, so I would sit the whole time, the Beis Medrash, to sit in the Beis Medrash. So I should be available to talk and learning and not just give a shiur and run, but be there. And I remember telling them that I don't see how I could do that. 4 hours a day, prime time? And I explained to them that I have so much of a debt from the previous year. I think those days was a couple hundred thousand dollars. Today, wow, what I would do for only a couple hundred thousand dollars debt. And I have to raise another few hundred thousand dollars. And I have to teach in the high school, and after this, and after that. How can I spend 4 hours a day in the Beis Medrash? I said, give me 24 hours. I don't want to make a rash decision. I want to go home and think about it. I go home, I ask my wife. She says, it's a Mishnah in Perek Gimel in Pirkei Avos. Omer Reb Nechunya ben Hakono. Hamekabel olav oil teiro, ma'aviru mimenu oil malchus ve'ol derech eretz. One who accepts upon himself the burden of teiro, then the burden of malchus, which government to me meant taxes, payroll taxes were very heavy, and derech eretz and making money, making a living. Those burdens will be miraculously removed from one who's mekabel the oil Torah. And I made up my mind at that moment, I'm mekabel. I'm going to do it. Tomorrow morning, I'm going back. I went back the next morning, and I told them that starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'll be in the Beis Medrash, the full Seder. That night, I met a young man who used to be in the yeshiva. He says, my father has something for you, wants to talk to you. I call his father. He said, I want to introduce you to someone in one of my buildings, in one of my apartments. He's a very sick man. He needs help. You'll send in the yeshiva guys to clean up his apartment, to get him some food, to help him out. He was dying of cancer. And he says, and who knows? Maybe. Has a couple of bucks. He lived like a pauper. I went to visit him. His apartment was in total disarray. All of this stuff that he sold, the nylon webbing, was all over the living room. He had to crawl on all four to get from his bedroom to the kitchen where he spoke to me, because it was all piled up with this stuff that he was selling, these belts, this webbing. And to make a long story short, we helped him out in this, but the man passed away shortly after. Left the yeshiva $1 million. The day that I announced, the night before I was mekabel, that I'm mekabel the oil Torah, that I'm going to sit in the Beis Medrash for 4 hours a day, that night, the same night I announced it, that night, I meet this guy, introduces me to his father, introduces me to this person, by Yud Zayin Elul, that was his yahrzeit, left the yeshiva $1 million. Person has to realize the power of Torah. Torah protects us from all of our enemies. Torah is the greatest preparation for the greatest of missions, both personally and for Klal Yisroel. And one who is mekabel the old Torah accepts the burden fully. Hashem miraculously removes his burdens. Let's hope and pray that we find the strength to strengthen our learning, to dedicate ourselves to serious learning, to have that learning protect us from all the difficulties out there. And in the schus of that Kabbalah's old Torah, we should be freed of so many other burdens. Mm-hmm.